Traditionally, English people take pride in politeness and good manners. One consequence of this is that they can be very indirect and don't say what they mean. The result can be that non-mother tongue English speakers can easily misinterpret them. Perhaps of all the many expressions Brits use to not quite say what they mean, quite is one of the most confusing. What does the word quite mean exactly? There's no simple answer to that. It depends on the context, the other words surrounding it, and on what the speaker wants it to mean. In fact, understanding the word quite is rather like trying to understand English culture itself, which can be difficult. If you check in an English dictionary, you will find quite has two quite different meanings. One, to an absolute extent, 100%. Two, to a certain extent, not 100%. In the first instance, some synonyms are completely, entirely, absolutely, totally. For example, you're quite right. I quite agree. This means you are absolutely right. I agree entirely. This meaning of quite is also associated with a more formal, traditional type of English, particularly when it is used as a single word answer to say absolutely. For example, if you told me that this article was very confusing so far, my answer would be quite. In other words, absolutely. The second meaning of quite in the affirmative form is not absolutely, but to a certain extent. This is the meaning that most second language learners tend to know. Some English synonyms are fairly, rather, relatively, a bit. For example, the exam was quite difficult. This means that the exam was a bit difficult, not so easy. The average grammar book will tell you that if we use quite with an absolute adjective, quite fantastic, for example, it means absolutely fantastic. This is quite logical because something is fantastic or it is not. Fairly fantastic or a bit fantastic makes no sense. If, on the other hand, we use it with a gradable adjective, quite difficult, for example, it tends to mean fairly difficult. However, quite is, well, quite flexible and can be stretched between the above two meanings. That is, the speaker could sometimes use quite to mean something approaching very, as in the following example, his personality really is quite complicated. The underlying meaning here is that he is a very complicated person, only that the speaker doesn't want to say so. He's very complicated seems offensive. To fully interpret all this confusion, and in particular to understand this stretched meaning, we need to take into account traditional English culture, the context of the situation, the body language, the word stress, the speaker's background, and so on. Confused? Well, if it's any consolation, sometimes Brits are too. If you think that this is all quite mad, I quite agree with you.